Yeah, what up, y'all? It's Ace. Welcome back for another episode of Trep Life with Ace. This is episode number 16. I'm gonna make this one brief today, y'all. I just want to talk a little bit about something that's going on in pop culture. A lot of you are probably listening to this around the time that I'm publishing this are familiar with the story about one of our favorite artists, Jay-Z, partnering up with the National Football League in the midst of the ongoing battle between Colin Kaepernick and the NFL. Colin Kaepernick is still, I don't know, I guess I don't have to give the background information, right? You all know Colin Kaepernick, a couple of years ago, started to kneel in protest of police brutality and the treatment of African Americans in America, and used his platform during games, televised games and non-televised games, to kneel. And as a result, he lost his lost his job as a quarterback in the NFL. He hasn't been recruited back to another team since. And there's been a lot of hoopla around, you know, what he was doing it for. It was disrespectful to the flag. All these different arguments. I'm not here to argue on either side. All right. I just really want to just talk about what's happening with this Jay-Z deal and how it can relate to business and what you can take away from it. So the story is Jay-Z has decided to partner up with the NFL to be included in some of the discussions about inclusion and to deal with some of the issues that Colin Kaepernick was protesting about, as well as in position to produce the Super Bowl events that are happening every year for the NFL. Now, we all know Jay-Z is an entertainer. His main core business was his entertainment business, his music, right? And he, as an entertainer, has a particular skill set that can be used and fits well with producing a large entertainment show for a sports league such as the NFL. And a lot of people are saying, well, that's disrespectful to Colin Kaepernick because Jay-Z, he denied, or not denied, but he turned down doing the halftime show for the NFL last year and was actually encouraging others to not do the show in support of Colin Kaepernick. And then most recently with this happening, a lot of people are saying, well, Jay-Z is now changing his tune. He's singing a different tune now. And Jay has come out to say during this particular broadcast that he's had with Roger Goodell, who was the commissioner of the NFL, saying that, all right, now that we've protested and the opposite side, or the opposing side, which in this case would be the NFL, is now willing to sit down and have a discussion about this. And I guess Jay is saying, who better than me? Because not only am I an iconic entertainer in the hip hop industry, as well as across the world, I have he has a celebrity name, but he's also a smart businessman. He's also able to start, you know, to think the long term and think about future, what can happen in the future based on his decisions that he makes today. And I, like I said, I'm not here to argue whether I agree or disagree. But what I'd like to say is, as a business person, you are going to make decisions that are unpopular. You are going to make decisions that may turn off some of your customers. You are going to make decisions that may cause some of your customers to no longer buy from you. And as long as you're staying true to who you are and staying true to what your focus and your mission is, then we have to be willing to accept that not everyone is going to agree with us, and not everyone who has in the past supported us is going to continue to support us if we make a decision that they don't necessarily agree with. I don't know Jay-Z. I don't know Colin Kaepernick either. I can't argue on either side, but me just standing from the outside, right? Just standing on the outside, looking at what has happened in this whole process. Colin Kaepernick is still out of a job, yes, but there are still many other brothers who still do have a job. And if Jay-Z can put himself in a position to empower the majority, to empower, because a lot of folks call themselves a minority. I don't agree with all that, right? But anyway, if he can empower people that look like him and come from his culture, by partnering up with a larger corporation who we're trying to change, right? Because the whole thing is, hey, we want to change how they are engaging with us. Do we expect for them to change how they're engaging with us by not engaging with us? Do we expect for them to make those decisions on how they're going to engage with us just by them being in the boardrooms by themselves? Are they going to have the perspective that is needed in order to effectively engage with us without inviting someone who has the perspective of us to engage with? That is like an oxymoron. It's like asking your opponent to understand where you're coming from and never have a meeting about it and never actually sit down and share thoughts and have, you know, have a dialogue about how we're going to go forward with what it is that we're trying to accomplish on both sides. So the NFL is not responsible for hiring Colin Kaepernick. The NFL, the teams that are involved in partnership with the NFL are responsible for hiring Colin Kaepernick. And in fact, the NFL has gone on to reward Colin Kaepernick and a couple other guys for negligence in certain things, right? I don't know the details of that case, but he was awarded he was awarded some financial retribution and things of that sort. Might not have been a lot, or it might not have been what people were thinking that he should have received in return. But Colin Kaepernick is still out there wanting to be a part of the NFL simply because he is putting out videos asking or showing the NFL that he's still working out, he's still in shape, he's still prepared, and he's still ready. Now, are we going to throw the NFL away on behalf of Colin Kaepernick, who was still asking the NFL to bring him on, or teams in the NFL to bring him on board? So we don't want to deal with the teams until they bring him on board. But if we deal with the teams, maybe to help open up a dialogue that may eventually bring him on board, as well as keep other brothers on board and other people of our culture involved. Because you also got to remember, Jay-Z is also a managing partner or owner, founder of a sports management company. Is he playing the long game? Is he playing the short game? Is he playing the angry game, or is he playing the smart game? See, one thing I do know about high emotions is that the higher the emotions go, the lower the intelligence goes. And vice versa, the higher your intelligence, the lower your emotional response is to what's happening around you. Now, that's a spiritual concept, but it also is a concept that relates to our everyday living. If we continue to live our life in a high emotional state, we then need to push aside our intelligence and the natural intelligence that we're endowed with by our creator. And if we deny that intelligence and just stay in the emotions, then we'll probably never get anything done. And in fact, we'll allow the emotions to control what we're doing. And that's purely animal instinct. So we got to really sit back and just understand that, hey, and sometimes in business, man, you're going to have to make some tough decisions. You're going to have to partner up with some people you might not want to partner up with, or your current customers or a portion of your current customers aren't going to be happy that you're partnering up with them. And that's just a part of the game. It's just a part of the game. And in fact, Jay-Z was one of the individuals who's gone on to talk about how he's dumbed things down. He has songs about it. You know, he could have been as, you know, lyrically as talented and conscious as Talib Kweli, but decided that he was going to dumb it down just so he could gain his dollars. And by gaining dollars, he could be more effective, because a poor, righteous teacher, nonetheless, is still poor. But if you amass wealth, then you can help out people now that you have wealth. Because the truth is, y'all, no matter how you guys really want to think about it, for those who are on the opposing side of a certain argument, this country is a capitalistic society that we live in. A lot of us wake up every day to go to an 8 to 6 so that we could pay bills to people that we don't want to pay bills to, but we still do it in order to keep lights on in our house, in order to keep a roof over our children's heads, in order to keep food in their stomachs. So so we do it in our day-to-day lives. We're willing to sacrifice the short term for the long term. I would probably want to give the brother the benefit of the doubt. A lot of people will argue against that. A lot of people will say he's playing Sambo. He's just shucking and jiving just so he can get a bigger bag. A lot of people are saying, well, you know what happens when the man in power sees a brother who's rich? He has the rich brother come on and be the spokesperson for the rest of the people, the rest of the culture. And we've seen that. I've seen both sides of it. But only time will tell. And we'll see how it goes. But take this on as a lesson, y'all. Take this on as a lesson that sometimes you're going to have to make the unpopular decision when it comes to business. You know, you're going to make the unpopular decision. Has it happened to me in business? Yes. When I was running, you know, the loan company, you know, I started out wanting to empower those who were living in my community and a part of my community. But I also realized that, you know what, my business is bigger than that. So I'm going to go out here and support some other folks. And some of my current clients may have thought that, man, I thought you was about the people, and may have had a different, if they knew, right? If they knew who else I was doing business with, they might have had a different opinion about me. But what I do know is that if other coaches are willing to go into our communities and bring dollars out of our communities and rotate it within theirs, that I am also allowed. I should also accept the fact that I can enter other people's communities so I can rotate dollars in mine. If that brother is going to go out there and draw dollars from other communities based on revenue that he's going to receive by producing the halftime show and then put it back into the community as he's done before, then kudos to him. If he's not, then shame on him. But what are you going to do when it comes your time to make that decision? See, as I talk about rebuilding Black Wall Street in the digital age, and I've had, you know, in my past podcast talking about how, you know, it just makes sense. And I know a lot of other people are listening to this podcast as well. And in no way am I saying that I'm against anybody else doing business. Hey, like I just said, we live in a capitalistic society. This is what it's all about. Get your dollars. Don't harm, kill, maim anyone in return for the dollars. But the truth is that we must be able to amass dollars outside of our community so that we can generate more revenue and rotate more dollars in our own communities. It is what it is. It just makes sense. It just makes sense. And you're going to probably have to make that decision one day, where you're going to have to remove Black-owned business from your vocabulary, where you're going to have to just be a business. You're going to have to remove Black entrepreneur from your vocabulary and just be an entrepreneur. See, Trep Life is all encompassing. See, not only do we trep in our hood, but we trep in everybody else's hood too. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all get it, right? Of course y'all do. Y'all are smart. Y'all are intelligent individuals listening to this podcast. I know so. So just play your part. Do what you must to continue to build your business and continue to build your brand and continue to focus on your mission and put your tentacles in all directions, as many pockets as you can, to go ahead and extract dollars that can be re-rotated in your own communities so that you can have more to spend with your brother and your sister who are out there doing their thing. It is what it is. It just makes sense, right? So that's all I got to say for this particular podcast. Episode number 16 in the bag. At Trep Life on Instagram. Go ahead and join the group on Facebook. At Trep Life with Ace on Facebook. Send me your comments. Send me your suggestions. Let's go ahead and have a conversation about this further. Let me know how you guys are feeling about it. I'm all ears. I know this ain't an argument. It's just a debate. It's just a dialogue, right? So let's talk some more about it. Let me know how y'all feel. Peace.